Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Inner Sight Monday Night Live. And the show title, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you might be glad about or mad about. We'll have a special number set up tonight for call-ins. Again, we're without an engineer. But we're here on the Mad or Glad scene. And before I say another word, I want to thank the people that have been coming forward and responding to the death of my guide dog, and how there is too much politics involved in obtaining a guide dog. You know, I want to talk about one, for a few minutes, one aspect of that political machine that we're talking about. When you apply to a school for a guide dog, you have to make out a lengthy application. They want all kinds of information about you, including, did you ever have a guide dog before? Now, that information, to me, should be confidential, especially in view of the fact that there's no law to offer any kind of proof that what happened was true. I mean, anybody can make up anything about anybody. So they take that information, and for many, many, many cases, it's used against the person, and the person can be denied the dog. Now, I'm not saying that every blind or disabled person should have a dog. No, many shouldn't. They should have the right to a fair hearing, especially in view of the fact that $50,000 to $100,000 is raised to train a service dog. So that's one of the most dictating processes that I know of. And you'll never find on the application the regulation, and you can have, if you're not satisfied with our decision of our committee, they usually have a committee of three people decide if a person's going to get the dog or not. If you're not satisfied with our decision, there's nothing on the application which directs you to a law, a fair hearing, a statute. You know, like when you in just about any situation, if you're denied something that you need for your life, you'll always, especially if the government is involved, you'll always have a statute, a number of a law, a quote, you know, under section blah, blah, blah. You are entitled to a fair hearing. There's nothing on any application that I know of, any guide dog school, that has that. All right. Their idea of a fair hearing is appealing to the committee who denied you the dog. That's not an impartial view. That's an already made up their mind of you. So that's one of the biggest downfalls of these schools, that they're not treating people fairly. And you talk about my dear friend Michelle, who brought her dog back to the school for some additional training or whatever it was, and of course never saw Milton again. Horrible, horrible situation. And the school who was responsible for the death of Milton, not only did they get away free, Trainer got a slap on the wrist, but they made the whole a bad situation worse by not replacing Milton. They retaliated against Michelle. Originally, they said they were going to give her another dog, way back when. Then she got an attorney and wanted to fight for her rights and wanted to do things to ensure that it never happened again, which is normal and should be. And that's when they completely turned against her and are getting away with it because they know there's no law to bring them to the point where you must replace Milton. I believe that any judge in the world who's halfway fair would order the school, if there was a law, would order the school to replace Milton. You raised the money, your trainer was negligent, you were negligent to a certain degree, you owe the client, recipient, another dog. But no such thing is happening because there's no law, no rights, no regulations, no license. You can't go after a guide dog school's license for what happened to Milton because they don't have one. All right? They're accredited by some agency out west. They pay for that accreditation. What do you think the agency's going to say? You're no good? They're not going to turn down all that money. Good is that accreditation in the face of the death of Milton? How does that help the person who lost Milton or the dog? They can shove it, as far as I'm concerned. The inner sight's concern. So there you have, and again, I appreciate everybody's help here in town, I mean, in Sayville, New York. Let the world know I will not be a party to a school that has murdered a guide dog and on top of it has done nothing to replace that guide dog. You know, they don't care. When that happens, it's definite proof that they don't care about a blind person's safety. And, you know, like I say, until you walk in a person's shoes, you don't know. But people should definitely be thankful that so-called normally sighted people, your eyes are protected by the law. That same law should protect us because that's what the dog becomes, your eyes, in so many different ways. All right, Inner Sight Matter, glad, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen and A Day for Milton. If you'd like to do A Day for Milton, we welcome that. We did one here last May. What was it, 2 years ago in May now? I forget, but we did it. It was beautiful, and I want to thank the town of Brookhaven for their proclamation on Milton. Visit Shelby's Kitchen, Belport, New York. The phone number is 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen, for dinner and lunch and breakfast and lunch right now at this point. So check it out. And if you'd like to do A Day for Milton, you need help or idea how to put it together, contact Inner Sight. That's us. 631-224-3090. We'd love to get people in another state to do a day for Milton. We're working on trying to bring that together. All right, Inner Sight, and hello to Tom and Michelle, my dear friends. Brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, free of charge. 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. Tom, you need the food. You don't have to give him your life story. Just tell him that you need you're in need of food for your animal. 631-484-3085. Brought to you by iSlip, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info on the subject. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. We thank him for all his help. And let's see, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Thank you for your purchasing time on Inner Sight. Go to the Silo website and see the new clinic that they've opened up for people who need those kind of services. 631-880-7929. 880-7929, 631 on the Silo. I want to thank, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank the Big East Akita Rescue for helping me with my Charabelle, for caring for her all the years I had her, and all the other Akita guide dogs that I've trained. There's been, what, four of them now? Four or five. And the Akita Rescue being there for me, providing food, some medicine, and equipment, anything you can think of in connection with a guide dog, they've helped me get. Joanne Diamond, beautiful, beautiful person, a fellow angel of my Charabelle and Milton now, up in heaven. And thank God Joanne is still with us. All right, Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004 on the phone. And go to the website on the Akita Rescue. You can see all the beautiful Akitas. I want to thank our friend Louise in New Jersey for a $200 donation. I want to thank my twin brother for his $200 donation. And the two ladies, I don't recall their names, and I couldn't catch what they said, but the two ladies in the Coffee Bean who each donated $20, thank you so much, to Inner Sight. And they said, use the money the way you feel it should be used. And they did acknowledge that Milton was killed by the school, Guide Dog Foundation. And for those of you who don't know, Milton was left in a locked van in the middle of a heat wave in July for 6 hours by a trainer at the Guide Dog Foundation. And they tried to cover it up. So, just so you know, you can look it up. It was in the news, documented on many of the television news stations and in many of the papers. All right, this is Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you, my shower bell loved children. She always went that extra mile to help a child. So take an example from her and go that extra mile for a child. Inner sight, we're brought to you by Able News, the paper on and about the disabled. They've got the columns by different experts. Calendar of events where you can list your event that you may be putting together or having. There's some equipment in the news where you in the Able News where you can find out if they have anything for sale that you can use. And so much more. The headlines, of course, and what's happening in the disabled population. Read Able News. Get a free subscription. Go online, ablenews.com, and get your free subscription today. Check out the personal columns on Able News, where you can make a new friend. Angela Melanie, thank you so much for partnering up with with the Inner Sight. All right, thank you. I want to thank all our friends that have come forward to help. Several friends on the block where I live and many people in the town of Sayville, New York, who are showing that they care what happened to my dog, that my dog passed, and that I have to deal with the politics of getting another guide dog, and I out and out refuse to honor and respect a school that murdered a guide dog and all the other schools that are standing by and doing nothing about it. They won't get my blessing. They're training dogs for blind people? Fine. That's what they're supposed to do.
Okay, thanks.
You don't look for praise for something that you're supposed to do. You look for praise when you give people rights and understand that you need to improve on what you do.
That's right.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh.
I fell asleep into a deep sleep. That's what.
What?
I said I went into a deep sleep. Finally, I woke up.
Just be the engineer, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so I will succeed in getting another dog. I'll find the right one. I'll find the Akita. I already have her name or his name. I'm going to call the dog Starlight. And despite these agencies for the blind who show now their true colors toward the disabled. And, you know, because of all this, what's happening now is I got word tonight from one of our new volunteers that she's all for it. What's happening now is that after I get my dog, it's not going to end there. You know, people want to take this further. People want rights. And I've even put the idea in the heads of some and they liked it. Let's go take this damn school over. Because they don't belong where they are doing this kind of thing. And the first order of business would be to give Michelle a guide dog under her terms, because she deserves that.
Exactly.
So beware you violate man's law is one thing, but you're violating man's law and God's law when you're carrying on the way you are. Beware. Stumble the lame and the blind. Woe unto those who do that. The Bible said that thousands of years ago, and it's still true. It's going to happen. So I want to thank everyone here in the town of Sayville. I was told the other day that the whole town has gotten behind me. That means they've gotten behind Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I knew after I heard that was that there's a tremendous outcry on the Sayville Facebook, what's happening in Sayville. And what is happening in Sayville? You know, it's not just the death of Charbel. It's more than that. It's the callousness of these agencies who think that they're better than anybody else. And they've shown their true colors by denying Michelle a guide dog after they killed her guide dog. So the end is coming closer to all this. I can tell you. Mm-hmm. I feel it. I know it. Mm-hmm. People are not going to stand for this kind of thing to happen, especially the people who give these agencies all this money.
Mm-hmm.
I was in, you heard me mention a little while ago, I thanked the two ladies who each donated $20 for Inner Sight. Two total strangers that I never met in my life came over to me and said, "Here, we want to donate." You know, now that's a sign. When two strangers, they didn't even know about my dog.
Mm-mm.
Two strangers. And then when I told them, the one woman, I couldn't catch what she said, but she didn't want to talk about it. She said, "I know about Milton." She knew something.
Oh,
yeah. That's why there must be a thorough investigation by the Justice Department, because people mm-hmm. know things that have not been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I was told that by an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel's name is Charbel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might think I'm crazy, but you wait and see what's going to happen now.
I think you're crazy.
We're on the verge of a big change here. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Matt, glad Monday. We got our regular number back, hopefully, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Let me check. Just us.
Matt or Glad. All right, you got a Matt or Glad mm-hmm. you want to tell before you go on mute or what?
Yeah, exactly. I've had some Mads and some Glads, mostly Mads. basically, I'm not feeling too well lately, and, you know, I don't know, it's just that I'm having a lot of trouble with me grabbing onto things, so I get really anxious with that, because I really want my hands to, you know, work. But Dr. Zhu, who's in Long Island, which is great, otherwise I would have to go to Dr. Liu if I lived in Manhattan or something. Anyway, my glad is that I mean, went to, you know, Dr. Zhu twice already, and I'm getting help from him, and I don't always maybe comprehend what he's saying, or he'll just explain it to me. He has patience, you know, which is great. It doesn't make me nervous. Some doctors, they make you nervous. I don't want to have to go to a doctor. I want to go to, what is that called? Just regular, you know, herbal medicine, or holistic medicine. I want to do that. But right now,
you got to find the right person. Right now, you need somebody to help you.
Yeah, I do. I was just about to say that. Yeah.
I think you should get that Java burn. put in your coffee.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good idea. Java Burn. Okay.
It would help you to lose the weight and keep it off.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And that helps the metabolism, and it does it helps a lot more too. It lowers the blood pressure.
Oh, I need that.
You should get that.
I'm steady. Yeah, no, Java Burn.
Java Burn,
well,
it's called.
Yeah, definitely.
Put it. It's a little packet. You put it in the coffee. It's all organic and.
Oh, good. Is it sweet or
it's a new thing.
It's just plain? Is it does it have sweetness to it or is it, you know, just plain?
Yeah, it's organically sweet.
Right, right. Okay. You know what I found? Agave in the raw. And I knew about stevia in the raw, and now they just added monk fruit in the raw. I'm going to get the monk fruit and the agave and see which one I like better. I have stevia. I don't mind stevia.
Well, that's just a sweetener, but this stuff works on your metabolism.
I need that.
It regulates your metabolism so that you get the weight off, and it also controls and helps diabetes.
I have that.
You should take, use that. Get that and put it in the coffee.
Cool thing.
In the morning.
Definitely.
And then you, no matter what you eat all day long, I mean, you should still try to eat healthy, but no matter what you eat, the food gets burnt up. It doesn't.
Which is great.
Stay in you. It doesn't cause fat because it's a metabolism regulated. It took them years to develop this.
Sounds good.
Well, I would get that.
Definitely.
I would get that stuff.
I have to. I got to do something.
Java
Burn. I lost some weight.
It's cool.
Oh, good. Java Burn. I'm going to look into it.
Go to YouTube. Look it up. They have a website, too, javaburn.com.
Oh, they do. Okay. Possibly, yeah. I'll look it up. I'm going to go on mute for a little while.
All right.
If I get somebody during that, I'll give it to you. All right? Okay.
In a sight, man of glad. Monday night around the world. And let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. We're going to call it We Don't Need Nursing Homes. I forget the title. I had a title. We don't need nursing homes. We have them because the government hates us or something like that. We'll reword it. Thursday night, we're going to do a show on how people are not protected by the law who need different types of equipment to move around and to get around. So that's Thursday night. And Friday night's the funnies. And that covers the week. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. I believe they have the new show, but I'm going to have to verify that, the tribute to Charabelle. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 in Manhattan, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel on your phone. And Thursday, 9 o'clock, is the 115 on Altice, the tribute to Charabelle. It's going to be repeated again. So that's the schedule. And, you know, hopefully people can see that. We'll be running it for quite a while. You know, we have another show to put on, but we're going to keep the tribute to Charabelle on for a while. All right, 213-816-1650, the number here, Matter Glad Monday. And, you know, I'm glad that there are people who care what's going on. Because that's what it comes down to. You know, total strangers, people I don't even know, people are very, very visual, obviously, in this world. And Charbel was very, very striking, very noticeable, very, majestic, and very good at what she did. So people, I'm beginning to see it more and more. I always suspected it, but I'm now beginning to see it, that she's not with me. Really noticed her and recognized her and watched the way she did her work. I can tell because of the way now that they're coming up to me, you depended on the dog. She was so good at what she did. One woman noticed that Charbel paid attention to my every move, little footwork, and made sure that I knew that there was a bump there. And if I tripped or stumbled, it wasn't because of her. It was because of me, because I didn't pay attention to her. People are beginning, or not beginning, but people noticed that. And now they're coming up to me and they're expressing, boy, you must really miss her, because all the things that she did for you, and now you don't have that. It's not tangible. I'm turning it into something very spiritual, and it does help me, but it's not the same thing. So I want to thank all the people and all the people to come. This town gets innovated with thousands and thousands of people this time of year, and they look at the Sayville Facebook. Let's see what's going on, And people are going to know what's happening. And I want to thank my buddy down the block, Mike, who I don't know the name of his band. He didn't give me the name. He's got a three-piece band, and they're already talking about trying to set up a benefit to help pay for some of the cost for a new dog, Because there's always hidden cost in these things. So we'll stay with that. And thank you, Mike. And my friend who lives on the block, Gail, who is a medic on the ambulance. Thank you for contact with someone who's related to an Akita breeder. We'll see what happens with that. All these things that are happening, will help and bring me closer to finding the right dog that will understand that he or she has to help me. And, of course, we help each other via teamwork. I want to thank Donna down the block, who given me a ride a few times. appreciate that. And all the other friends who stopped me. I don't even know their names. Guy stopped me today, and he's a big rescue. Mark, I want to say hello to Mark. He's a big rescue guy who had two dogs, two rescues, and appreciated. His dog died 20 years ago, and he still grieves. So we were talking about that. That's a line in a song, that song, Sammy Davis made it famous, Bojangle. You know, the dog up and died, and after 20 years, he still grieves. Mr. Bojangle. And we were talking about that, and, about Woodstock. He used to live up in Woodstock, this guy Mark. So another friend who cares, and just everybody. My other friend Donna, who stopped me and donated $20, you know, just to help. Now you see, this is all this stuff that I'm talking about. This is what these damn-ass blind agencies should be doing. I'm not saying they should give me money. You know, I'm saying they should work with us, you know, and let us partner with them and raise money to help not only me, but other people who need service dogs. You know, and maybe somebody along that line, you know, would like to learn how to train the dog on their own. You know, that could come out of it. This is what they should be doing, reaching out to people and caring, you know. And showing that they want to change. Showing that and understanding that what happened to Milton was so horrible that it's a signal you're doing something wrong, you know, and the signal is magnified by the fact that they won't give Michelle another guide dog. See, they've got to know. And they do know, and that's what makes them so damn evil. They do know that that is the great crime, coupled with the fact that they killed her guide dog, making it worse by saying to her, hey, you, because of your behavior, how dare you call a lawyer on us? That's what they're saying to her. And they're hiding behind the fact, like cowards, that there's no law to protect Michelle. They're a bunch of damn-ass cowards. And I pull no punches. I made a speech today. Everybody heard me in the coffee bean. I will not support an agency that murders a guide dog. I let the whole place know it, and now the whole Facebook in Sayville knows it. And pretty soon the whole damn world's going to know it, because they're going to put the show up on the Sayville Facebook, and everybody's going to click it on their phones. And then the whole thing is going to explode into something very beautiful. The way it should be. The way the seeing eye was meant. The way it started. You know. With Morris Frank, the blind trainer, and Helen Keller should be. You know. To say to the person, what do you want to do? What's your idea? What breed dog do you want? What do you want to name your dog? This is your life, your dog. You know, when I was first denied a guide dog back in the 80s, my mother, who was a spitfire lady, you know, I'll never forget, and this is a glad, I'll never forget, she called up the guide dog school up in Yorktown Heights. And the guy who run it, now get this, the guy who run it, ran the school, was a pompous British son of a bitch. And you knew right away why he came from England to take the job. You knew right away why guide dogs were condemned in England. Because of this son of a bitch who didn't do a thing about it. So now he comes to this country and the son of a bitch thinks he's still in England. You know, and he's talking like that. He's talking like, he's talking how he can take somebody's harness away or take the dog away or all this kind of crap. Now, mind you, this is all without law. So my mom felt very bad. She was very close to my dog, first of all, my second dog. And the first one, Edie, was my second dog. That's from Guiding Eyes. So when I lost my job and became a street musician, they didn't like that, you know. So they denied me a replacement, even though they used me to raise money when they took my picture and all that, you know. So mom gets on the phone with this guy, Locke, Jeff Locke, biggest son of a bitch that ever lived. I think he died. I hope he died. Anyway, she gets on the phone with him, and she says, you know, you're so full of crap. And she's telling, you don't own these dogs. And here's the point I want to make. She said, these dogs belong to the blind, not you. And she's so damn right when she said that. These dogs don't belong to the trainer or the school. Once they're trained, they belong to the blind. Otherwise, what good is it? Turned out, this guy got, he was fired a year later or something, whatever the hell it was. But I'll never forget the Sons of Italy, who I learned from a reporter upstate, the Kingston Freeman. And the reporter told me when he called Jeff Locke, this British son of a bitch, the director of Guiding Eyes, to talk to him, and he said to him, well, what do you think that the Sons of Italy have gotten together and they've raised thousands of dollars to give Frank a trainer and a dog? Well, Locke was so damn scared when he heard Sons of Italy. He said, well, I don't want to talk about that. Son of a bitch. Yeah, because he would have wound up, well, I don't want to say it, but anyway. That's one of the biggest things that I learned at that time, that the dogs, once they're trained to guide someone, they belong to the blind. And that was the principle. The Seeing Eye was founded and started that a blind person, a qualified blind person, a qualified blind person is the best guide dog trainer in the world. You can't get better than that. And the schools don't even recognize that. They don't even have one blind trainer working for them that I know of. So right there, a bunch of damn losers. 844 New York, Inner Sight. 213-816-1650. You want to call in? I did the Able News before, but let's give Angela another plug. You got the Able News? Engineer, you there? Hello. Oh, I don't know where she went now. Engineer, are you there?
I'm here. please.
Damn.
Give me a moment. What do you want me to do?
Why don't you answer me if you're there? Let me know you're there.
No, I have to unopen. I have to unlock the mic. I couldn't do anything.
Well, you
got to
be prepared. It's a radio show. It's not a...
I know. Usually I am, but right this moment I'm not. All right. Let me
play the Able News.
Okay, no problem.
All right, Inner Sight, Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, Monday Night Medical Ad, and I hope, and I mean this even for the people in my mind who are evil, I hope that you never have to go through anything like this that we're going through with our protection that we rely on, a guide dog, and keeping us from danger. Because let me tell you something. Most people could not deal with this. They would lose their mind if there were no law to protect their eyesight, the vision that they rely on to live life, to acquire essentials to live life, to drive a car, to have a regular job, you know, to walk around, to do the daily things that you have to do. You know, most people could not deal with this if there was no law to protect them. We talked about that the other night, you know. And this country, I think I forgot to add one thing the other night. I'll put it in now. This country would not last 6 months if there was no law to protect the eyes of the sighted. Think about that. It would be a total dictatorship. And that's what's happening in other countries with things, you know. Certain individuals, dictators, are monopolizing different things that people need. You know, it could be a resource, could be their homes, it could be anything. You know, they've turned it into a dictatorship because there's no law to protect the people, or there's a one-sided law. You know, now with the service dog schools, you can say there is a one-sided law. Their law. That's it. It's their way, their law, their rules. Proof. Look at the 2 years when I haven't given Michelle a guide dog. There's the proof. So, and I think that people are thinking about this more lately because of what happened here with the death of my guide dog, and they're finding out. One guy said to me the other day, "Oh, please forgive me. I'm just learning about this. I had no idea as to how this was and what's going on." And he says, "You know, I got an application from Morristown, the Seeing Eye, for you, you know." And I told him what's going on. I told him how Morristown hated the Akita Rescue, how they threatened to sue them, and how Morristown is one of the schools that won't help Michelle, you know, and how I would not support, I would not support an agency like that. And you know, what he said? He said, I'm going to take this application and tear it up. So there. He was enlightened, evidently. And that's what inner sight does. And why do we do it? Because we give a damn about people. You know. Now, what do you want? Hello? Oh. Engineer, you there? Anyway.
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah, what do you want?
No, no, no. I had trouble with the phone. I wanted to let you know that I was going to correct it. That's all. No big deal.
All right. Man of Glad Monday. Let's see. We got a little bit of time left if you have a question. 213-816-1650751, New York. Monday night, Mad or Glad. And just trying to get through the whole thing and remembering Marsharabel in so many different ways and so many different things that she stood for, that she did. Charbel stood for something, you know, with inner sight, you know, because she was trained, first of all, by a blind person. How many guide dogs have they been trained by a blind person in the last 70 years?
Oh, God. And that would be horrible.
One, two, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. So she stood for something. She stood for people's rights. She stood for Michelle deserving another dog. You know, she fought for that. She went out with me and got names on the petition to almost 80,000. And now that petition is going up on the Sayville Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get another 80,000 names.
I hope so.
And we're going to keep on getting those names until these people understand that this is somebody's eyes that deal with it. We're dealing with. It's not just a dog. So we're going to make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank all my friends at News 12. I spoke today. And for their interest in wanting to keep up with this with the email. I want to thank my friend Terry at the Advance and the Islip Bulletin and the four papers that they editorialize for keeping up with this. I want to thank my dear friend Michelle Charlesworth, who I know eventually will get into this. I know she will. You know. She told me last week when she sent me some food that we both like a lot, the Indian curry food. And she said to me, I said, I wish that you could honor my dog next October, maybe in a newscast. And she was so excited. She said, I would love to do that. You know, so I know that she's going to pitch that to ABC. I know Michelle a long time, you know, and I know how she's going to do it, too. She's going to go to her boss. She's going to show him a picture of Charbel. And she's going to say, look at that dog's face. I want this story. you know, and because she has influence over there, she's a senior reporter, I'm sure she'll get it. So, there's a lot of good people who are already a part of this, and a lot more to come. A lot more to come. And I thank each and every one of them. I'm not looking to do what the guide dog schools are doing. I'm not looking to make $100,000 out of this. I'm looking to get my dog.
Mm-hmm.
If I can do it on a few thousand, I'll do it, whatever it is. That's all I'm looking for, is to get back what I lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll get it. The new dog will be different, of course. They're all different. I won't compare him or her to Charabel, no. Be an individual. So that's all I want. The schools want to control people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They won't help a blind person get a dog if they can't control the situation, even though that person may be very well qualified and deserve a guide dog. That's their big wrong. That's why another reason why there should be a law. What the hell does your license say? That because so-and-so sings on the subway or whatever it may be, that person doesn't deserve to be safe with a guide dog? You need the guide dog more when you're in the damn subway with these maniacs trying to take advantage of you. But the thing is, they have no license. So they pull it off. They get away with it. You know. So, Inner Sight, I want to thank everyone for their help. And I greatly appreciate it, more than you'll ever know. And we'll just keep on going. And hopefully, we can go beyond getting my guide dog and straighten out these organizations and bring back the seeing eye the way it was in the spirit of Helen Keller.
Mm.
The real spirit of Helen Keller. Not the one who showed up for the day for Milton and says, we're not here. What stupid asses. We're not here. Where the hell are you? They killed her dog, you moron. You're not here.
Exactly.
So, there you have it, Matter Glad. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. I want to thank all our friends, all our new friends we're making. Suzanne Engineer.
Thank you.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. We're going to be inviting a lot of people on this show pretty soon. All the people from Sayville, I'm sure, a lot of them are going to want to come on here and talk about what they're doing on that Facebook. And we'd love to have you. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.